This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock, sponsored by Finastra. Before we get into Alan, I want to talk about some of the tools that Finastra has. Again, they got their FusionBot mortgage system, the ability to some of the technology that they have for driving. But here's the most important part. They've just done a new release of some new parts of their technology. I encourage you to go check out Fusion Mortgage Bot and take a look at what they're doing there as well as on their point of sale side. They got some great tools and it's being used by over 1,400 bank clients right now and credit unions finding about it. So you're learning about a system. Go check it out. Alan Pollock, good to have you here with us. We should also say you're with Open Close, another excellent system that's out there. So it's good to have you here, Alan. What you got?
Thanks for mentioning. Great to be here as always. I did put a post out on LinkedIn that just mentioned for all of our technology vendor friends, if you have news that you'd like to have mentioned, feel free to send me a message. I did get one or two already from the post, but feel free to shoot me a message. So David, happy 4th, first of all, to everybody. We've made it now halfway through 2020. And once you get halfway, there's no reason to turn back, right? And I think we can all agree this year, nobody wants to turn back. So let's just stick through it, move forward. I heard what you said earlier about the testing. It's just crazy. You probably heard in the news, Florida had something where there was 30,000 or so, I think it was more west coast of Florida, but the results that were incorrect. Yeah. So it's a stressful time and we'll make it through. So in the middle of mortgage industry and the coronavirus, this great website you may want to check out. It's called Board Panda. And I found this one post. It's called People Are Sharing Pictures of the Worst Software Fails They've Ever Encountered. And they're hilarious. And I've got some good ones here. And you definitely want to check this out. Anyone that's been part of testing new software or for our vendor friends coding new software, this will resonate really well. First one is, I got a coupon for 30% off Bluetooth headphones that end up being 98% when I entered the code, right? So obviously testing didn't go too well on that one. This one was, the title was in all capitals, how, with a big question mark, and it said task failed successfully. So when you get those error messages that don't always match the right message, that was one. Another one was, could not copy files because no. And no is in all capitals. And this one was great. I'll end it on this one. I was driving and my phone vibrated in my pocket to tell me you will not receive notifications while you're driving. So there's about 50 of these. They're pretty funny. Some come with screenshots. So check them out. People are sharing pics of the worst software fails they've encountered. Lots of great stuff in the news, David. One is Fannie Mae does a lot of great surveys. They just recently did one about COVID-19, asking lenders to name the biggest challenges. And there's the things that we would expect in there, transparency in the secondary markets, forbearance, workflows, stuff like that. But one of the things that continued, and every year we talk about Fannie Mae survey, right now they're asking lenders their top business priorities as well. And of course, what came out on top is streamlining the operational process across the board, but also focusing on the borrower's point of sale experience. So we've made investments there. We continue to make investments there. And honestly, David, I've been telling people, and maybe hopefully a lot of our listeners are shaking their head up and down. Yes, as I say this, we thought we were maybe in a position where we can start to lower some of our costs because we've selected the right vendors and technology. I think the reality is we need to go reinvest more costs. So thinking of saving money may be kind of hard right now. Andy, you probably have a good breakdown of how that goes, but as far as mitigating compliance and risk, which I'm going to bring up in a moment, and then having to deal with continuing to really set that and manage that borrower's expectation is really critical and important. So let's continue to think about that. Simple Nexus has a great announcement. They just continue to pop announcements out, David. And this one I saw, which I thought was interesting, allowing to lock loans from a mobile device, which I think is really important, right? Being on the go, being able to provide that customer experience as a loan officer, that real-time experience is really important. So Simple Nexus, that's a great update. Housing Wire, David, always puts out great stuff. To them, their housing tech rundown, I noticed a couple things in their most recent one. One is there's a property tech provider. I've never heard of them, but I did some research. Really interesting company called Aspen Grove Solutions. They just released what they call their homeowner forbearance module, which basically helps servicers that have worked with their borrowers. They can reapply for the forbearance process. It takes them through the entire application process. Super efficient. There's probably a lot more technology to come in that area. But if you're servicing your own loans or you're a technology partner that can get involved, you may want to take a look at Aspen. Thought that was pretty cool. Also, David, CoreLogic, you know, remember last week we talked about the fact that their stock was all but not as well as certain investors were hoping, right? So anyways, they just came out with a brand new platform. They call it the real estate platform, One Home, which the intention is to create a collaborative platform during the whole entire home buying experience between agents and their clients. And that ties in with property valuations, a virtual marketplace, being able to get insurance, and then, of course, CoreLogic integrates this with all of your point-of-sale solutions. So if you're looking to do something a little bit different, you have your own tech team or you're pushing your vendors to do something, you may want to check out CoreLogic's new One Home platform. A lot of the lenders out there, especially some that I've specifically talked to, take on some of their own tech projects. They've got their own dev team, so One Home could be a good fit for you. This is another great one, David. I love success stories. So Giza Credit Union, GESA, they're the second largest credit union in Washington State, and they just completed a project with a consulting firm. The name was Digital Gain. They focused on business process strategy, how to really, be more operational efficient with their technology and removing bottlenecks, a lot of the things that TMS Advisors does, right? Things that you focus on all the time. Anyways, they were able to automate over 60% of their operational process using digital assistants, and it's supporting all the different aspects from application to closing. So you want to check it out. There's a great article about it. It's Giza, GESA Credit Union, and they're in Washington State. And this was interesting, David. There was an article on the folks over at MQMR. We've never really talked much about them, but they bring up a great topic, which I wanted to end with today, called vendor management. And it talks about tech strategies must include sound vendor management. And it's just so, so important. When you deal with things like compliance, cybersecurity, cloud risk, because everybody's in the cloud today, loan transactional risk, think about origination and secondary, operational risk to your business, and even business continuity, right? You do a check on your vendors when they first come through the door. But do you check on your vendors throughout the process? And the cost of vendor management is just so absolutely high. Mm-hmm. It's even worse when you're in that dire time of need. Systems are going down. Your customers are actually saying that you're having a bad experience, right? We're all in the game of competing on service, right, and quality. Right. And the last thing we need is to have outages and down systems and awful bad experiences. And it's happened. So really where I'm going with this today is the CFPB has outlined a vendor due diligence guideline to follow. There are some vendors out there as well that provide vendor management services, but I know a lot of us don't use them and you don't have to. But the goal here is to continue to figure out what is your strategy and what do you need to make sure of with that vendor. Track and manage that, especially based on data security risk, the ability to prevent fraud, and then, of course, business continuity. So if you can manage those things and you can do that ongoing and there's strategies on how to do that, you'll be in a much better position making sure that you don't have any oops that can cost you dearly. With that, David, I'm looking forward to the second half of our podcast today, and have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it very much. Good to have you here, friend. Next week, we've got Gwen Muse Evans going to be on talking about leadership. Such a timely topic. She's a leader in the industry. She has a company by the name of GME Enterprises. Very excited to have her on. Be sure to check out the write-up on our website at Lincoln Unleading for more information. Also, a special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate. Remember to register for Incelerate's July 7th webinar that's coming up, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex, and so many more. Appreciate you so much. Check out all our sponsors at our website, Lincoln Unleading, under the sponsorship page. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lincoln of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.